Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Saturday. It is going to be a special day at the ballpark today. Of course, as Hunter Pence is enshrined on the San Francisco Giants Wall of Fame. What a great day for Hunter Pence, and so well-deserved. It's also the 85th birthday of one of the great Giants of all time. His number is retired. It's up on the board. He's a Hall of Famer, and that is Orlando Cepeda. So a good day at the ballpark today. Orlando will be there as well. All right, last night the Dodgers beat the Giants 5-0. It is nothing unusual for the Dodgers to beat the Giants this year. They are 13-4 against the Giants. And last night it was 5-0, 5-9-0 for the Dodgers, and the Giants only had two hits. They got their first hit in the sixth inning when Luis Gonzalez hit a little dribbler to second base that Chris Taylor couldn't make the play, and David Villar got the other hit, and that was it. Two hits for the Giants last night. They made an error on a Joey Bart pop-up that he couldn't corral, and the Giants end up losing the game 5-0. Dustin Bay, Carrot Top, was on the hill for the Dodgers last night. He gets the win. He's now 2-2. Logan Webb, another tough game for him. He's giving up a lot of runs lately, and he may be getting tired as we head down to the end of the season here as he's getting close to 180 innings. So he got the loss last night. He's 13-9. 37,487 at the park last night, and I'm sure it'll be a good crowd today to honor Hunter Pence. Time of the game, under 3 hours, thank goodness, 2 hours and 59 minutes. For Dustin May, he came out after five innings. Because he is on a pitch count, he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. The big right-hander, five innings, no hits to the Giants, and just a walk and four strikeouts. In fact, the whole night, when you came to the ninth inning, the Giants only went two deep into the ninth inning in the batting order, and that's all they did for the whole night. Never got a runner in scoring position for the entire evening. For Webb, he went four innings, seven hits, four runs, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts, and those four innings, not easy, 90 pitches for him. So Dustin May, the winner, 2-2. Logan Webb, the loser, he is now 13-9. For the Giants, they're now 69-75. The Dodgers, as they try to get their 100th victory tonight, they're now 99-44. The other part of yesterday, which was interesting and exciting, is that players got to wear the number 21, honoring Roberto Clemente. And I would think that should be done league-wide, not an option for anybody, or they had to be from Puerto Rico, whatever. Clemente deserves that honor, and baseball should honor him by doing a league-wide retirement of number 21. So we did see a little bit of that yesterday. And the scoring yesterday, it really depicted what happened in the game. Muncy, who's really hitting the ball well now, gets a double in the second inning. Then a productive out gets him over to third, and then Joey Gallo hits a ground ball to first. Flores goes home with it. Can't get Muncy, and it's 1-0 Dodgers. Fourth inning, Justin Turner. Boy, remember when his batting average was in the 100s? Not anymore. He gets a big double. Taylor gets a base hit after another productive at-bat, gets Turner to third base. It's 2-0, and Taylor steals second, and this was a theme the whole night. Four stolen bases for the Dodgers last night, and every one of them hurt. Bellinger gets a base hit, 3-0. Why they don't throw this guy fastballs up in his eyes, I'll never understand. They don't, and he gets a hit. 3-0, he steals a base. Trey Turner then bloops one into left center. 4-0, he ends up stealing a base as well. So four stolen bases for the Dodgers last night, and three singles with two strikes. Frustrating for the Giants. As I said, Gonzalez got the only hit of the game up to that point. At two out in the sixth inning, he got on the dribbler. Ninth inning, Bellinger once again draws a walk. Can't believe it. He steals a base, and Freddie Freeman gets a base hit, and that makes it 5-0. So you could see the stolen bases had a big deal last night. For the Giants, at home now, they are 39-34, only eight more home games to go. Against the Dodgers, as I said earlier, 4-13. Wow, 69-75 on the year for the Giants. Against the West, and this is really the story, and all they have is the West for the rest of the way, 21-37. In September now, they're 8-7. And since the break, 53 games, 21 and 32. Wow. The Dodgers on the road are 50 and 26, and win the division, within the division, 44 and 16. Wow. For Flores, he got a new contract, but he's still mired in a horrible slump. 4 for 50 for him. Brandon Belt was in the news this week and did a little TV work and radio work. He's a natural, but said he'd like to be back next year, hopefully to have a guaranteed contract. We'll see about that. In that wild card race, the Phillies 64 losses, San Diego 66, Milwaukee 67, so still just behind San Diego. San Diego had a big win last night. They finally scored some runs against Arizona. They'll have their hands full today with Zach Gallen. Giants with 75 losses and Arizona with 76. Other big news, which we'll talk about on the show today, Albert Pujols, 698 for him, and Mike Trout hit his 36th last night. He's really hitting the ball well. And for Schwarber, he got number 39 for him. So some good stories. And Verlander won last night. He's 17-3 now. So a lot to talk about today. So it is Orlando Cepeda's 85th birthday. It is Hunter Pence Wall of Fame night. And it is baseball at the old park. It is Dodgers and Giants. Time now for Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969. Known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Now, the Giants are going to go to the opener tonight, and that is John Brebbia. But I'm going to go past that because Brebbia is only going to go an inning. And the guy I want to see tonight is Sean Gelly. He's 6'11". He's 25 years old. He's got a 573 earned run average and a 155 whip. So we know that. But in September against the Brewers, he all of a sudden showed flashes that maybe Sean Gelly can help this ball club. He's going to pitch today at some point, so I'm going to consider him the man that I want to talk about. Against the Brewers, five innings pitched, three hits, a run, no homers, two walks and six strikeouts, and he looked really good. And that was against Milwaukee. He's been in four games for the Giants, 11 innings, 13 hits, seven runs, four walks, and 15 strikeouts. Batting average against lefties are 2 for 18. How about that? No walks, 8 strikeouts for lefties. And the righties are 379, 11 for 29. First pitch in play, 2 for 3. On the runners in scoring position, okay, 4 for 13 and with 2 out, 3 for 7. First time through, 7 for 29. Second time, 6 for 17. Triple A this year at Sacramento, 6 and 8. 97 innings pitched, 11 homers given up. That's not bad for that league, believe me. 38 walks and 80 strikeouts. So that's what we're looking at. I'm going to concentrate on Sean Gelly tonight when Brebbia is gone, and let's hope that he comes into the game. All right, for the Dodgers tonight, I think this guy could be the best pitcher in the league right now. That's Jose Urias, 16-7 with a 230 earned run average. The whip is under 1, 0.95. How about that? Lifetime 48-17. That's a 738 winning percentage. He's only 26. He's been around forever. He's 6'1", 225 pounds. This is a big man. When you stand next to him, you realize that. 134th game and his 98th start. The Giants have seen him four times this year. They always do. 24 innings, 16 hits, two runs. That's it. A couple of solo shots. Two walks and 25 strikeouts. Wow. 27 games for Urias. 152 innings, 109 hits, only 39 runs given up. 20 homers. Well, that's a significant amount, but 14 solos. 36 walks and 144 strikeouts. Batting average against is absolutely terrific. Under 200, 197. Lefties, 178. Righties, 202 with 14 of the home runs. So that maybe Brinson can do something today. First pitch, 20 for 71. Not bad, under 286 with five homers. Runners in scoring position, this is where he becomes very, very tough. 14 for 80. How about that? Runners in scoring position, two out, 4 for 42. Wow. First time through, 185 with seven bombs. Second, 159 with eight. Third time through, 295. With five. So that is what Urias does. He's been terrific. He really has. Dodgers go for their 100th win today. Joey Bart, 2-for-9, as I say, missed that pop-up last night. He's having trouble with the ball coming back to him, and they did get an error last night. Crawford, 4-for-19. J.D. Davis, 1-for-5. Estrada, 4-for-14. Flores, 5-for-25. Gonzalez, 1-for-2. Longoria, 4-for-8. Villar, he'll be in there tonight, 0-for-1. Wade, he's got the side issue, 0-for-3. Wins probably will be in there today, I would think, 0-for-2. And Yastrzemski, 5-for-23 with a couple of home runs. Boy, what a pitching matchup. Should be interesting, though, because I want to see Sean Gelly go against the Dodgers. Other games today, St. Louis and Cincinnati. It is Minor going there against Quintana. And another game, Green goes against Hudson. Colorado and the Cubs, it's Urania and Wisniewski. We saw him against the Giants last weekend. Miami and Washington, it's Rogers and Fetty. Yankees and Milwaukee, Talion, it goes against Woodruff. What a game last night in Milwaukee. They were down 5-0. 5-0. They're up 6-5 in the ninth, and Rogers gave up a home run to Donaldson. Then they won the game 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth. Wow. Pittsburgh and the Mets, it is Wilson and Bassett there. Phillies and Atlanta, Nola and Odorizzi. Phillies gave up 6 in the eighth to Atlanta last night to lose it. And then San Diego and Arizona, very good game. Musgrove against Zach Gallen, 44 1/3 consecutive scoreless before Colorado broke that last Sunday. All right, a lot to do today. We've got Evan Wiebeck coming up. He covers the Giants for the Merc, and we'll do that right after these messages.